So congratulations on that this weekend, I meant to say. But regardless, just your thoughts on what you saw tonight.
Well, for the most part, in a weird way, we might have actually played better tonight as a whole than we did last night.
I agree.
You know, we put together 60 minutes of pretty good hockey. And you know, given the situation, the circumstances, you know, having to kill a five-minute penalty at the end of the third period going into most of overtime, you know, we'll gladly take the tie and get on the road. But, you know, at the end of the day, I thought as an effort over the entire course of the 65 minutes tonight, we might have actually, believe it or not, played a little better.
Yeah, I think I know your answer from talking to you so many times after games. Now you'll probably say we'll have to look at video. But first thoughts on Jason Binkley's penalty in the final minutes to get a five-minute penalty and put the Bulldogs down.
Right, right. Well, obviously, it's a penalty we don't want to take. And, you know, whether, you know, good call or not, again, like you said, we'd have to watch to make sure that, you know, we're speaking the truth on that. But, you know, regardless of the situation, you can't put yourself in that spot where you could be possibly, you know, even receive that call. So, you know, and the one thing I really like about Coach Daniels is he's a big advocate for player protection, you know, for calling hits from behind. You know, he really, really wants to protect players. So he never argues, you know, a penalty. That's a sign either way in terms of it being a 5 minute, if it's a player protection issue. So, and that was the case again tonight. So it's not one of those things that you want to take, but I'm really happy with the way we killed that off, and we showed a lot of grit and a lot of determination to basically play all of overtime shorthanded.
You obviously rather win 11 games or, you know, instead of just tie games and whatnot, but are you happy with the 11 game unbeaten streak Ferris State is on right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. So yeah, you have to, you don't like to do it, but every now and then you have to say, hey, you know, sit back and look at it, and it's, you know, really credit the guys for doing a great job. And tonight was an incredibly tight game, you know, against a team that was very determined after losing 4-1 yesterday. And, you know, it was basically, it was a battle for 65 minutes. And so I really give our guys high marks for battling and their compete level tonight and for, you know, playing good, smart, strong hockey. And, you know, certainly, you know, you always like to win, but we'll definitely, you know, we'll take the 3 out of 4 points on the road this weekend and keep moving forward.
How about Matt Robertson scoring goals in the exact same fashion, both this weekend, last night, and tonight, both kind of in front of the net, just jamming home and able to get on the board early.
Right on. What a credit to him, too. You know, he's a guy that has just really kind of reinvented himself as a forward, as a, you know, over the last five, six games. And, you know, I think he was out a couple games, came back, and he's got a goal in every game since then, I believe. So he's, and all his goals are the same. You know, they're not pretty, but they're, yeah. I mean, they're pretty to us as coaches, but they're not pretty in terms of they're not going to be on SportsCenter. But he does a great job battling in front of the net, and I just give him high marks for, you know, being determined, for his hard work off the ice to, you know, to really build up his strength and you know, make him so he could be in those positions to start with without being knocked around, and to really, really play some gritty hockey in front of the opponent that night after night and score the kind of goals he's scoring for us.
I thought Travis White, he's been in and out of the lineup, really hasn't played that much this year. Played Saturday and played both games this weekend. I thought he played pretty well from a defensive standpoint.
Yes.
I mean, not scoring goals or anything, but from a defensive standpoint, the guy is playing outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. You're correct. I mean, he's not a guy that, you know, he's a true defensive defenseman. So it's great to see him. He's another kid that works so hard all year long. So it's great to see him, you know, be able to come in and contribute like he has. And, you know, you look at the minutes he played tonight and in critical, critical situations. I mean, he probably killed the majority of that that penalty out with him and Scott Zarnowsen out there. So, you know, Travis White, you nothing but high marks on his play this weekend. And it's tough, you know, because he did play last Saturday, but he hasn't played a lot on the year. And to come in against a team that has the speed they have on, you know, the sheet of ice they have with the size and the width of this rink, it's tough. It's a big assignment. So for him to come out and play like he did and just be so strong defensively night after night, it's very nice to have for us to have that kind of security blanket, so to speak.
I don't know if you're aware yet, but Lake Superior State ended up with the victory tonight, so they swept Bowling Green. And so
Okay. We
look ahead to Sault Ste. Marie now next week, and the Bulldogs will be traveling to Lake Superior State. That's going to be good to get back on a pro-size ice sheet instead of Olympic. But what do you know about Lake State? How do you describe them?
Wow, well, you know, we haven't had a chance to watch much of them on tape. They did play Alaska the week before we played Alaska, so we watched them on tape then. And they're a tough group to get your arms around in a lot of ways. They, you know, they have one line that's really, really good. I remember from watching those games. Their goaltender, Kapalka, I know he's playing well. He always does. And their style of play is different. You know, it's almost like a lull you to sleep, you know, trap type style of hockey. And then they're opportunistic. They almost just sit back and they're happy to give you your chances. And they'll just wait for you to make a mistake. And when you do,
right,
they're all over you.
Wow.
So it's a different kind of hockey. So it's going to be we're going to have to be really locked in. We're going to have to, you know, we know that. We're going to have to just play strong and play patient because they're not going to give you a lot. You're going to sit back, trap. And then at the end of the day, you know, if they get a bounce, they're the kind of team that can take advantage. So we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to be ready, well prepared. You know, we'll get back to Big Rapids and then, you know, hit the video tomorrow, Monday, and get ready for that one. But at the end of the day, it'll be a great series, too. I think two of the top teams in the WCHA, two of the top 10 teams in the country right now in terms of the pairwise rankings. So it should be a lot of fun.
Coach, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you in Big Rapids.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Dave Sensor, assistant coach, strength and conditioning coach, video coordinator, and goaltender coach for the Ferris State hockey team. Dogs tie 1-1, take 3 of 4 points this weekend. A win last night, the tie tonight. The Johnson Automotive Post Game Show continues with the box score and the audio highlights after this. Ferris State tied 1-1. It's the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.